Welcome to WhiskeyCast, featuring news and interviews from the world of whiskey. I'm Mark Gillespie, back in the studio after last week's special episode from the bar at Monk's Cafe in Philadelphia. Thanks again to Monk's owner Tom Peters for his hospitality, and our special for Monk's brought back memories for at least one former Philly resident. After hearing the episode, Bernie in Germany posted this on the Whiskey Magazine message board. Thanks, Mark, for WhiskeyCast.com. With episode 4, you brought back precious memories. Haven't been to Spruce Street for too long. Thanks for the kind words, Bernie. And if you have comments or news to pass along, the email address is comments@WhiskeyCast.com. Now for the news, and the controversy over vatted malts, pure malts, and blended malts could finally have a resolution in Scottish law. The Scotch Whisky Association and the Scottish Executive announced an agreement Monday that could see five separate whisky designations enacted into law by the spring of 2007. You may remember the Cardhu controversy when Diageo decided back in 2003 to change the single malt brand into a pure malt whisky. That caused a year of debate within the whisky industry over what to call blends of malts that don't have grain whisky in them. The five designations will now be known as single malt, we all know what that means, single grain, again, no questions here, and three categories of blends, blended, the traditional term we're all familiar with, along with blended malt and blended grain. By the way, the agreement also calls for more rigorous protection of the five different whisky regions in Scotland, such as Speyside and Islay, although it's not clear yet whether the limits will be as strong as France's Appellation rules for wine regions. Now an update on a story from our first episode on the release of Jim Murray's new Whisky Bible 2006. It is out, but only in the UK so far. If you're thinking of giving it as a Christmas gift, it is available through Amazon.com's British store. Kevin Erskine at the Scotch blog reports shipments of the book are clearing U.S. customs now and should be available soon. By the way, thanks to Kevin for his mention of WhiskeyCast in his Thanksgiving edition. He's the author of The Instant Expert's Guide to Single Malt Scotch, another good gift for Scotch lovers. Finally, if you're a Bruichladdich fan, there's a special bottling available only through Park Avenue Liquors in New York. It's a 1986 Bruichladdich 18-year-old cask strength single malt with distiller Jim McEwen's picture on the label. There are only 300 bottles available at a price tag of $140 each. You'll find a link to Park Avenue Liquors on our website at www.whiskeycast.com. Now to the event calendar. If you're in Kentucky, Maker's Mark will be holding its annual Candlelight Distillery Tours the next two Saturday nights in Loretto. There will also be a special bottling available at the distillery. Jim Murray will be in Stourbridge, West Midlands for a tasting event at Nichols and Perks on Saturday, December 10th. And our guest from last week, John Hansel, will host a bourbon tasting on December 12th at DBA in New York City. You'll find one more event coming up on the calendar. Tickets are still available for the first Victoria Whiskey Festival on January 20th and 21st in Victoria, British Columbia. Through the wonders of Skype, I had the chance to chat with organizer Lawrence Graham.
We've turned it into a weekend, and we're doing a Jim Murray tasting on the Friday night for about 70 people. And Jim will be going through a lineup of whiskeys from around the world, which is fitting because the Victoria Whiskey Festival is a whiskey festival, not a scotch festival. And then on Saturday afternoon, we're running a series of 8 masterclasses, where we're limited to about 25 people per class, and the distiller has a chance, or the agent has a chance to sit down, have everybody sit down in a controlled environment and talk to them about their product. And then in the evening, we're having a media event. And then after the media event, we're having the consumer tasting, where you can, for your ticket price, you can sample your choice of 80 whiskeys. So we're really excited about it, and we're raising money for the Rock Solid Foundation.
Which is?
Which is a local foundation formed by law enforcement and emergency services personnel to teach anti-violence programs in schools.
Now, how hard was it to actually put this thing together for the first time?
Well, to get it going was pretty easy. We started with the agents, and they were, you know, people who represent distilleries. They were very positive. Everybody said yes right out of the gate. It was a little difficult finding a venue, but the Grand Pacific, they said yes right away once we approached them, and they've been very supportive. And then the sponsors have all jumped on board right away. So it's actually been, there's been a lot of work, a lot of little details. It's been quite easy, and the customers are coming on board too. So it's very satisfying.
Now, besides Jim Murray, who else can we expect to see there?
There's Dorothy Duffy from Inverhouse, and their old Pulteney and Adnock and Paul Blair. We have Douglas Davidson from Isle of Arran Distillers. And we have Alan Shane from the Scotch Malt Whiskey Society from the American branch is coming up. And Ken Weber from Buffalo Trace in Kentucky.
Now, being that you're in British Columbia, I assume you'll have some Canadian whiskeys on hand too, right?
Yep, we will. Yep, we'll have Alberta Distillers, and recently in the new 2006 Bible from Jim Murray, he rated Alberta Distillers as the best Canadian distillery of the year. And Jim Rogerson, the distillery manager, is also coming out. He's not doing a master class, but he'll be at the festival. So, and he's a great guy, and you know, it's one of the unknown distilleries in Canada, the greats, and it's just the whiskey they make is just phenomenal. And I really hope that in the future we'll see more of it.
Now, for those who might be worried, for instance, about going out to the Canadian West Coast in the middle of January, what's the weather like for those who might be traveling in?
Well, we're below the 49th parallel, so you know we're below the Canada-U.S. border for the majority of the country. So the weather is very mild. We certainly won't have any snow. There'll be no igloos in evidence, and the weather's usually quite nice in January. And, you know, a light jacket or something like that, but definitely not the winter gear that they have to buy in the East, or have to wear in the East.
Now, for anyone who might be interested, where can they find information?
It's on the website, victoriawhiskeyfestival.com, and everything's there. It's all being updated. All the master classes are there. Did I mention that we've got Andrew Gray from Brooklady coming too?
No, you didn't, but go ahead.
Forgot that. Andrew Gray is coming. He's doing two master classes, Brooke Laddie and the effect of peating, and then Murray McDavid and the effect of finishes. So, sorry, all the information's on the website, and it's all there. And if you have any questions, you can email, or the emails will come directly to me, and there's a phone number on there, too, and you can phone me if you like.
And you've got discounts at the hotel, right?
Yes, discounted rate at the hotel, so people can stay at the venue for the 2 days or the 1 day, whatever they're doing, and it makes it a lot easier if you're not having to travel across town, et cetera. It's on the Inner Harbor. It's a beautiful hotel, and it's a great rate for, you know, for a five-star hotel, so we're really pleased.
You'll find a link to the festival's site at www.whiskeycast.com, along with links to the newsmakers in this episode, and of course a link to email me with your comments and suggestions. Again, the email address is comments@whiskeycast.com. That's all for this episode of Whiskey Cast. Whiskey Cast is a production of MG Media, copyright 2005, and comes to you from the charming yet regrettably dry town of Haddonfield, New Jersey. I'm Mark Gillespie, reminding you that when you drink, please drink responsibly. Thanks for listening.